We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Senior golf writer from ESPN, Bob Herrig, joins us on 97.3 The Fan on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Bob, welcome. And I guess my first question, are you already at the course?
Yeah, I sure am. I've been here since I got here Sunday night, been out here every day since, and finally seeing the sun today for the first time all week, which is kind of nice. It's been really chilly, really rainy and chilly, and it's still quite wet out there. Hopefully now maybe the poor weather's behind us.
You know, I was reading some stuff yesterday, and it said this is the first time the PGA Championship has moved to the month of May since 1949. So, you know, we'd expect that to be pretty cool weather for the players working out the last couple of days and going into the tournament tomorrow, I would think.
Yeah, when you compare it to last August when they played it in St. Louis and it was 95 degrees and humid, I mean, we're talking about a 35 to 40 degree temperature difference from that tournament to this one, and this was always sort of the risk that they're going to face, that, you know, in moving the tournament to May, a lot of the northern venues, especially in the Northeast, you know, it's a little iffy as to if they're going to be ready this time of year. Now the golf course looks plenty ready. They had some decent weather before this week for growing purposes and stuff, but you still run into the possibility like we have now of these cool temperatures. Huh. And it's going to be cold in the mornings here, but at least it looks like it's going to be better. I mean, I don't think we got above 50 until just a little while ago all week. It's been in the 40s all week, which is unusual for this time of year.
Bob, this is a par 70 course. How does this course play for fans that are not familiar with it?
Well, it's a long, hard golf course without any weather. I mean, that's its reputation. It's a brute. You know, it's long, it's hard, it's got difficult rough. It's a stout test. Now you throw in wet conditions, cool temperatures, the ball doesn't fly as far. And so it makes it even harder. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't going to be some good scores. You know, usually when conditions are softer, that always allows a few people to get hot. And you know, the ball doesn't run off greens as much. It doesn't run into the rough as much. You can get away with some miss hits. But still, if you're playing the course from way back and if you're missing fairways, it's going to be difficult. So a long course just basically got longer due to the weather.
We're visiting with Bob Herrig, ESPN senior golf writer, joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. 156 players in the field, 136 are tour pros, and there's 20 club pros in this tournament. What do those club pros have to do to qualify?
They actually have a club pro event that was staged just a few weeks ago. The National Club Pro Championship, and the top 20 in that get in the PGA. And it's highly competitive there for those guys to make it in. But they face a tough task once they are here. It's just a different game from the one they're used to. Some of those guys are really, really good players and highly competitive at their level. But then you ask them to go play one of the hardest courses that the tour players will play all year. It's a big, big adjustment. And, you know, for those guys, anybody who makes the cut that's an amazing accomplishment. And it's not to knock them at all, but, you know, their jobs are, you know, they don't play golf every day. They, you know, they run golf clubs or pro shops. They might give a lot of lessons. They might only hit balls once or twice a week. They might only compete once or twice a month. So it's a lot different to try to come out here, and all power to them. And the ones who are able to be even somewhat competitive, it's really an amazing accomplishment. I think very, very underrated.
Bob, who around the clubhouse were they talking about their game matches up with this course? Who could be the favorite? I know the easy one would be Tiger Woods, but Brooks Koepka is the defending champion.
Yeah, I think Koepka's the guy to look at. Not only the defending champion, but playing a golf course that I think suits him a lot. You're talking about a power player on a golf course that requires that to be successful, and not only that, you know, he's got a bit of a chip on his shoulder. I mean, you know, the fact that Tiger is getting a lot of attention. You know, Koepka's a defending champion, won two majors last year, finished second to Tiger at the Masters, could have very easily won the Masters. It was right there with a chance, you know. So I think Koepka is going to be formidable this week. I'd be surprised if he's not up there.
Bob, Tiger has not played in a tournament since he won the Masters. Now, he went to Bethpage last week, and he shot a practice round. Is that what I heard?
He did. That I think, was a good move for him. You know, he got a lot of work in here without a lot of people around, played the course, got all his yardages, worked on some things with his caddy, spent a lot of time around the greens, and then came back up Sunday night. And he played nine holes Monday. All he did was practice yesterday, and then he's scheduled to play nine holes today. Clearly, he's in the mode of conserving energy, making sure he's rested, not overdoing it. And as you noted, he hasn't played since the Masters. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if there's any competitive rust at all. It's not like it's been that long. But still, you know, after the emotional high of the Masters, coming down from that, taking a couple of weeks before he actually really started getting back at it, you know, it's there might be a few bumps along the way, and if he can survive the early part of the tournament on Thursday, then I think he'll settle back in.
We're visiting with Bob Herrig, senior golf writer for ESPN, joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. Let me throw out a name, and this guy has had quite a struggle for a while, and that's Lucas Glover. He won his last major, the U.S. Open, back in 2009, right there at Bethpage Black, but he hasn't won a tour or hasn't had a tour win since Quail Hollow in 2011. Where's his game at right now?
Yeah, he has had a lot of ups and downs, and he's actually trending pretty well at the moment. He's played nicely for most of this year, he, you know, I think having come back to a place where he had success, winning the U.S. Open, obviously very, very difficult, kind of similar conditions. It wasn't cold, but it was rainy that week. In fact, that U.S. Open went to Monday. So he played a very, very wet, long golf course, and you know, it'll be interesting to see if he can get up there. I mean, it's funny, you know, that 10 years passed in a hurry for him. His exemption for winning the U.S. Open is up after this year. He's had some issues with even keeping his tour card in the last couple of years, but obviously, it may be a place where he's got some good memories propels him this week.
Hey, finally, Jordan Spieth making his third attempt at winning the PGA Championship. If he could do that, he'd become only the sixth player ever to win the Grand Slam.
It's proving to be quite a difficult, career achievement to do that. And you know, I think at this point, Jordan would just sort of take getting in the mix and being in contention. He's really struggled here this year. I mean, he hasn't had a top 20 finish all year. He even said he's sort of working his way out of a slump. He struggled with his putting last year, and then he kind of tried to get that sorted out. And once he did, his long game had left him. He's had some struggles with, just keeping the ball in play, putting four good rounds together. So it's sort of shocking for as good as he was there for so long to see him, you know, struggle like this. But I have a feeling he's going to work his way out of it here. This is a hard week to do it, though, on a really long golf course, and hasn't really done it for a while now. I'm sure he'd like to see some success, but I'm not so sure the Grand Slam's going to happen this week.
Hey, Bob, finally, and I certainly appreciate your time, Bob Herrick from ESPN, their senior golf writer, our guest here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline at 97.3 The Fan. Tiger Woods, from when you first started covering him years ago to where you're at now covering him, how has he changed as far as you dealing with him and him dealing with you?
Well, I think we've seen a change in him here the last couple of years. Far more appreciative of being out here, more patient with us, just a little bit more human. You know, mm-hmm. he's been through a lot, and I think is thankful to be playing again. And I think it, just in all aspects, you know, he's treating the media better. I don't even want to say that he treated the media poorly before. He just was, you know, he's just difficult to crack. He had a lot of demands on his time. He kept his answers short. He wasn't going to be, you know, diving deep. He does that more now. I think we appreciate that. You ask him a question, he gives you a pretty good answer. And it's just, you know, it's just part of an evolution with him in many, many aspects.
Bob, thanks so much for the time. Stay warm there this week, okay? And I know you'll get out and walk around, but you'll probably stay close to the computer as well. But stay warm, and thanks so much for the time. We'll look forward to doing this again sometime.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
There you go. Bob Herrig from ESPN, their senior golf writer, talking about the start of the PGA Championship tomorrow at Bethpage State Park, the Black Course at Farmingdale, New York. A lot of people thinking Brooks Koepka could repeat. He did win it a year ago. And again, thanks for Bob Herrick joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. SDCCU has low mortgage loan rates, equal housing opportunity. You can apply right now at sdccu.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.